My home burnt in Coffee Park. We purchased it in 1978, and my family grew up there. The house burnt, and we escaped, basically.
That's longtime Santa Rosa resident Les Perteau, speaking at the Alliance for a Just Recovery meeting on July 19th. He's one of many who lost nearly everything during the October Tubbs fire. But his concerns are now turning to how the rest of his community is faring.
My neighbors, who are friends, who can't afford to rebuild, who have sold property and left the area. Not enough insurance. Homes were purchased years ago. Insurance lagged, so they're gone. Sad.
Perteau is on the Building and Construction Trade Council. He's concerned that we're not looking at the overall health of the community during the reconstruction efforts. He wants to see rebuilding provide local residents with well-paid work.
Not too many of those contractors are from this area. Not much of the labor is from this area. Much of that labor is underpaid and really overworked. It's tough. It's been difficult.
Perteau is co-director for the North Bay Trades Introduction Program. They offer introductory classes at Marin Community College and other locations for anyone who's hoping to work in the construction industry. Perteau hopes that this state-funded program will help graduate more qualified local workers who can help in the reconstruction efforts. A number of news organizations, including the Santa Rosa Press-Democrat and the North Bay Business Journal, reported in May that recovery efforts in the North Bay were slowed due to construction worker shortages. Local training programs could help provide a solution to this issue, as well as gainful employment for residents.
What we're trying to do is give these people careers, not jobs. So as we graduate them out, we give them a leg up to get into a certified apprenticeship program where they can get a career, not just a job. I've talked to a lot of the workers over there that are building the homes right now in Coffee Park. These guys are, a lot of them from way out of the area.
Another speaker at the meeting said that we should be paying close attention to how and where we rebuild homes. Terry Shore is the regional director of the North Bay Greenbelt Alliance.
The highest wildfire risk occurs in intermediate density housing and clusters of rural development in the wildland-urban interface.
An investigation by a Bay Area news organization, Reveal, found that Santa Rosa city officials backed off of an initial proposal to limit development in high-risk fire areas. Terry Shore said that she hoped that preventing construction in these areas in the future could save lives.
No one in Sonoma County should ever die again as a result of poor land use or other policy decisions.
At the meeting, both Shore and Perteau encouraged residents to voice any concerns about rebuilding. The County of Sonoma is holding community forums where residents can do so. The next forum will take place at the Finley Community Center this Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.